Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. MaxBond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block, ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a face in the mirror. He's seen this face several times. Is it just that the man is tired? Is it a hallucination? Or is his mind playing tricks on him? Or is it paranormal?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Indeed it is. Welcome to the program. If you like it, become a supporter. Get access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and everything ad-free for binging away on all throughout the Halloween season, or really all year long. You can do it on Apple Podcasts or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories to get in on all of those extras. Trust me, it is worth it if you're wanting to get freaked out over the any time of the year, really. Let's go to our first phone call today, 855-853-4802. Hi.
Hi. My name is Alan M. I am from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. First off, I just wanted to say that I am a fan of the show. I think you guys give a very respectable representation of this field, and I am definitely a listener. I've always been interested, although I would certainly describe myself as more of a skeptic than anything else. I am a pilot by trade. I'm very scientifically minded. I'll be the first to admit that, and I am very much the kind of person who looks for a solution and an explanation before all things, before I come to any conclusion. So the story I'm about to tell you, I think, really, while it's kind of in the realm of something that could be explained, it still kind of bugs me, to say the least, because I am very skeptical about ghosts and the paranormal. But I just wanted to quick share the story with you. So back in February, I moved into an apartment here in Philadelphia in a part of town called Manayunk, which is right along the canal. The Schuylkill River and the canal. And probably about 3 weeks ago, I started seeing what appeared to be a person with long hair and sort of a distorted face appearing in the mirror on occasion. The thing that makes me skeptical about it is it seems to happen when I'm very tired. I have a lot of late nights. You know, obviously as a pilot, my days are very long. So I come home at night and I'll be brushing my teeth. And when I open the drawer that opens up from the mirror, I'll look, and two or three occasions I've seen what appears to be a face and long hair. What appears to be, I think, long hair or a shawl, possibly, staring at me from behind. It's translucent. It's not, does not have any discerning features, just sort of a normal looking face with slight distortion, and what appears to be long hair or a shawl. First couple times really kind of took me by surprise. And I think at one point I dropped my toothbrush and kind of turned and looked and didn't see anything. The third time it happened, I kind of looked, and I almost had a reaction of, oh, here we go again, like this again. And again, it seems to only happen when I'm very tired, which kind of sparks my skepticism as, you know, maybe this is something I'm seeing when I'm tired. Maybe a few nights ago, I was in bed and I saw the same thing sort of peering into my bedroom. And again, it really took me for, you know, it shocked me really when I saw it. And to me, it's kind of like, wow, maybe this is real. Maybe what I'm seeing is real and ghosts are real. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, what could be a possible explanation for this? What could logically be causing me to see this? You know, am I having some kind of mental, you know, breakdown? You know, I have been going through a lot lately. I did lose my mother last year. I did lose a very close friend and a cousin all within the last year. And I'm like, is this someone visiting me? Is this someone trying to tell me something? Is there something going on in my life? I don't know. I have not had any kind of mental issues. My performance at work is exemplary. My friends and family all seem to think that I'm pretty normal. So I'm wondering why this is happening. It seems to happen very late at night. Early in the morning, between the hours of maybe 1 and 3 a.m., maybe even like 4, and only when I'm very tired. And again, it's something that there I have not heard anything. Nothing has been touched. I have not been, I have not felt any strange occurrences. It's clearly something, strictly something that I have seen. Maybe about 4 or 5 times, most of the time in a mirror or a reflection. And this most recent time looking into my bedroom through a doorway, no real body, just a face with what appears to be long hair coming out the head. And it could possibly also be a representation of a shawl. I'm not sure. But yeah, just wanted to share the story. Like I said, I am very skeptical, and I tend to think that perhaps this is a hallucination or my mind playing tricks on me for some reason. I'm not sure if you guys had any feedback, but once again, I'd just like to say thank you so much for, you know, being on the air and doing what you do, and I look forward to listening to your guys' shows in the future. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. What's your thoughts?
You know, to me, being tired, we all get tired. We don't see faces in the mirror behind us.
I do, so I all the time.
You do?
No.
Well, gosh darn it, Tony. No, I just don't think that has anything to do with it, because I think we all get tired. But I think when you're tired, maybe you're focused on, oh, I'm tired, I got to get to bed, I got to... And then that's when it's able to get through to you. I don't know. I kind of feel like when you see something 3 times and then the 4th time you see it from your... in your bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I'm like, it's so paranormal.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. And he's, and I get why he's, you know, his brain works where he needs an explanation. He needs more of a scientific reasoning. And sometimes I think in life, there's just things you can't explain. But I also wouldn't want to think that my brain is capable of hallucinations. I would prefer it be paranormal than my brain doing that to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, I completely agree, and that's the scary part of, like, what, you know. I would rather go with the paranormal than the my brain's doing this, because that means there's far other things that won't lead to anything good. But you got to go where the facts are when it comes to this stuff, though, too. But it does seem far more like this is in the paranormal realm than it is in the other.
It feels like it to me.
It does. Thank you for sharing that. 855-853-4802, the phone number. Or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another edition of Real Ghost Stories Online.